Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here we go, this is it!
This is Tough Like Time Machine, I am Andy Hotbody Dawson, pow pow pow!
I am Sam Nifty Delaney, so what?
Well, come along, it's the Monday morning episode, but you get it on a Sunday evening if you're a subscriber to the Iron Filing Society on Patreon, which, of course, we strongly recommend you do for the full Tough Like Time Machine service. Anyway, that's that out of the way. Before I even ask you what's going on, there's a backlog. I've just remembered there's a backlog of things.
Content backlog.
You mentioned on Friday. I'll read them out one at a time, I guess. Number one, bum crack.
That's from a while ago, from my Mother's Day, which was a week ago. And my daughter walked into the front room with gifts for Mother's Day. My wife was at the table and I've got a bad back at the moment. I've had a bad back all year. I've been trying to deal with it in many different ways.
If you've mentioned it, yeah.
And I was in the are you familiar with the child's pose stretch? You sort of on your knees, you get down on your knees, you put your bum sort of down to your ankle, you press your bum down onto your ankles,
right?
And then you stretch your arms out in front of you. It's right. A good, if you've got lower back pain, it's a great little stretch.
All right.
And I do it a lot. I mean, it's my main pain relief. I'm like, give me any fucking moment. If I'm not podding, I'm child stretching.
Do you do it in the Vita Modular?
Yeah, do it anywhere I can. I almost did it West Ham today. Don't know how well it would have gone down.
It's going to sit down at the supermarket.
Yeah. No, but the thing about it is, if you wear a lot of leisure wear around the house, which I do, the thing about child pose is it does show off a lot of bum crack. Because right. My daughter walked in the room just to be confronted by my bum crack and just a 360 and walked straight out. She went, that's nice on Mother's Day. I said, never mind that. There should be bum crack day. Because every dad, it's part of being a dad, is having your bum crack almost permanently on display, isn't it?
The older you get, I think so. The less you
dads
care as well.
Dads always have their bum crack out. It's just the way it is. My bum cracks out all the time.
It's just nature.
It's nature. It's part of being a dad. We work hard.
And we've got
bum cracks that are, no matter what trousers you wear, no matter what T-shirt you wear, it doesn't matter. You can't legislate against it. I was around my mate's house at Christmas, took them around a Christmas gift. First thing I saw his dad crouched down, doing something with a telly. Another great dad thing to do, fiddling with the TV set. His dad was crouched down, a pair of tracks in bottoms at telly. First thing I saw when I came through the door, his dad's massive, hairy ass crack.
Bum crack.
And I didn't complain. I said, that's a fucking privilege. It's a privilege to see your old man's ass crack. Man of his age, still going strong, but a nice, hairy ass crack on the go.
God. As a bum crack.
God himself as a bum crack. I tell you one bum crack I've never seen, though, and this is the strange irony in all this, never seen my dad's bum crack.
All right. Your dad does seem like the type of fella that would go the extra mile to prevent it from being seen.
Yeah, yeah. It would be
aware of it.
He would consider that, like, the worst indignity is for another person, particularly his own son, to see his ass crack. So I can imagine my dad's had special trousers tailored, that he's got a tailor who kind of makes special bum crack resistant strides.
Well, he wears a suit around the house, doesn't he, your dad?
So, I think he wears a suit in bed.
Does he wear...
Because I've knocked around there before at strange times and he's answered the door in a suit.
And he's had the suit on. Does he wear a belt or does he wear braces with the suit?
A belt, I think.
Right.
Yeah,
I thought braces would have been... Braces are the kind of ultimate bum crack hider.
You're right.
Because they're going to keep them at a regulated height at all times, aren't they?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But no, I don't think he wears braces. I don't know how he's pulled it off. He's quite skinny. he's like, he's sort of like, yeah, maybe his arse is too small to have a proper crack. I'll ask him about it. I'll entertain myself by asking him about his bum crack next time I see him.
His bum crack might start a lot lower than most people's does.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't want it. Could be a condition.
There's that famous, well, famous on social media anyway, doctored image of John Lennon and Yoko Ono. On the album cover, Two Virgins, I think it was, where they both stood there with their backs, they're naked, they've got their backs to the camera and they're looking over their shoulders and you can see both their bum cracks. And some Photoshop wag, might have been Kate Middleton, don't know, has lengthened John Lennon's bum crack to an inordinately long
length. So it goes
length,
up his back?
Right up his back almost, yeah, wow. And right the way down to his perineum. Whereas Yoko's has been shrunk. It's very, very tiny, tiny bum crack.
That makes more sense to me. I could imagine her having a tiny bum crack.
Oh, because she's Japanese.
No, that's not what I said. No.
So I think that's what you insinuated.
No.
Okay. Let's not go any further with that.
Did you say their album was called Two Virgins?
Two Virgins, I think it's called.
Oh,
yeah,
no. Two Virgins was an album that Alan Brazil
I heard Two
released.
Versions.
I heard Two Virgins.
Yeah. I mean, they're clearly not two virgins, are they? They both had children when they recorded the album.
Yeah.
But just one of many lies that John Lennon told, I think.
John Lennon, he was like, there's no way I'm a fucking virgin. I've rammed them all. I must have rammed over 50 lasses in my time. In the Beatles. In Liverpool. Back in Liverpool, that was what we did. Ramming.
We have this thing in Liverpool called shagging.
Yeah, that's why a man puts his woolly inside a lady's vagina. It's a scouse thing.
He has like rude thoughts and it makes his woolly go all stiff.
All stiff, yeah. We call that stiffy in Liverpool. And then what you do is you stuck it inside the lady's vagina. That's how you make other little Liverpoolians. I don't know how they do it in other parts of the world.
I don't think Willie's get stiff anywhere else in the world other than Liverpool.
We invented the lashings.
So bum cracks. That's bum cracks taken care of. The second item, mindfulness class.
Oh, so that was almost a week ago now, but I had to go meet some people at the local community centre, right? It was just a meeting about a thing, and I turned up at this community centre / youth club, right, in the middle of the day, and it was fucking, the door was open, right, it was unlocked, but there was no fucker there, right, and I'm walking around the place going, hello, trying to meet these people that I've arranged to meet, right, down there, so I'm a little bit annoyed, but also I'm like, there's a load of stuff here, I could nick it if I wanted. I mean, I didn't want to nick from a community centre, but at the same time...
This is a recurring thing with you. There's been places where we've been to do appearances, let's say.
Yeah.
Where you've scouted the room for things you could nick.
Yeah, but they're private entities that I think, fair game. Right, but this is a community centre.
You haven't nicked anything.
I haven't nicked anyway, but you can't help but think about it sometimes when people are stupid, right, and just leave things there. And So I'm looking around thinking, this is a bit weird. And then I don't know this community centre that well. I've been there a couple of times. So I start going through, like, I'm shouting, and in the end I find this staircase, right? So I fucking bowled up the staircase, and I was getting a bit grumpy at this stage because I thought, why are the people that are supposed to be meeting me not here yet? And I fucking thundered up this metal staircase, and I got to the top, and it's this mezzanine level. And there's a bunch of women all sat in a fucking circle with their eyes shut in complete silence. Yeah. And I said...
So what, you give it all the... Oi, oi.
I've gone, what's all this then?
Mother's meeting.
I said, what's all this then? I actually did, because I was like a bit grumpy. And one of them just opened her eyes, looked at me and put her finger to her lips. And I thought, fucking hell. So I scuttled off back down again.
Yeah, I bet.
And I waited in the main bit on a sofa. And what was good was, it turns out the women I was meeting were there having a mindfulness session, like some sort of mindfulness class first. And right. What was good was, when they came downstairs, they hadn't known it was me who fucking had, because they'd kept their eyes shut. So all they right, hadn't, yeah. I said, oh, all right, where you been then? And they said, oh, we were having a mindfulness class upstairs. And I said, oh, that's nice. Was it good? And they said, well, someone in the middle of it clambered up and started shouting.
we think it might have been Teddy Sheringham meeting.
Yeah, well, mate. And I went, well, maybe you should have put a sign up saying mindfulness class in progress. Yeah. Please do not charge up these stairs and start shouting the odds at people.
Yes, mindfulness, not mind reading. Fucking hell.
No, one of them actually did say, I think it was a plumber. And I didn't say anything to that. I didn't know what that meant. I thought, what, is there a plumber around? Or have you just assumed it was a plumber?
He had a regional accent.
I think it was a plumber. He suddenly sounded like one. But only one member of the class opened her eyes. And only that woman knows it was me. And I dealt with her.
Almost certainly some kind of tradesman. By the way, he walked and talked.
There was one witness, and she's on a container ship now, heading for Shanghai. With a fucking massive sack full of peanuts and some traveller's checks.
Oh, God. Lovely stuff. It was a good meeting.
Yeah, it was all right. Yeah, the meeting was all right afterwards. Yeah.
Yeah,
it was about
all right.
Community matters.
I'll ask any more questions. It
was about some boring community matters that I've become
involved in. Among the local community now, are you?
Oh, no, I do. I do actually get involved down in local community matters quite a lot. You know, doing bits and bobs. But I often make a hash of things. And
community Sam.
Last Monday was just I think a lot of the community activists would rather I wasn't involved. Oh, here he comes again. Noisy John.
Clambering up the stairs.
Cling shout clang, fucking Casper.
Fucking hell. Middle mindfulness class. The shelves is the third thing.
I can't remember what I'd say about that, other than I've put some shelves up in the Vita modular myself. Right. And I'm fucking really proud, mate. Like,
are they floating shelves?
No. I've put floating shelves up before in a couple of rooms with mixed results. Like, there are floating shelves in this house that have been put up by me. And put it this way, they look all right, but I wouldn't put anything heavier than, like, 20 grams on any of them.
Yeah, I think that's the thing with floating shelves. It's a false economy.
Yeah, they're shit. So I thought, this is the Vita module. It doesn't need to look all cool. So I thought I'd just get some brackets that you can fucking trust. Do you want to see them?
Yeah.
I'll show you.
Yeah, I do. It's a pity it's not one of the YouTuber episodes.
Yeah. Hold on a sec. This is of no use to any of the people at home, but who cares? Can you see
turn
that?
Turn it around.
Can you see that?
Yep. Yep. Good solid shelves there.
And
nice brackets.
There's three there.
Yeah, they're nice.
They
look nice and straight as well.
Not too bad. I use the spirit level. And you might remember last year I got myself a new DeWalt drill. And I put that to use. So, obviously I'm complete dog shit, all this stuff. But a very simple task like that gave me a huge amount of satisfaction. The fact that they're up. And they haven't fallen off, and they look all right.
I like the brackets. The brackets aren't too intrusive. I thought
they're
might
not.
Be.
Yeah, but it does make you feel better. This is my drill, by the way. Look at that.
Yeah.
Pro.
There we go. Hasn't got a bit in it to drill anything with. He's using it safely.
No, my wife takes that away.
Well, you're finished. Sam?
I'm not allowed drill bits. They're hidden. Once the task is over, they're taken away and hidden somewhere safe.
Have you completed the task, Sam? Yeah. Yes, I have.
Hand
over the bits.
Give me
all of them. There's one missing. Yes, no, yeah. Oh, sorry, still in my pocket.
Have you heard about this fucking nutter in Shoreditch who's firing a fucking crossbow out his window?
What? Is this a breaking news item, is it?
No, it's been going on. It's in the paper today. I think I read it in the on the Times website, and but it's like happened. Just like it's not going on non-stop. It's just a couple of people have been shot with a crossbow out in this square in Shoreditch over the last week.
Not aware of it.
For some reason, the fucking police haven't been able to fucking track down whoever it is that's doing it. I reckon
don't know
it's
where
some
it's
kid.
From.
I reckon it's some kid. When my brother-in-law was about 18, when I was first dating my wife, like he was left alone in the house, in like the family house for a weekend when like their mum had gone away. And he had all his mates round, and they got twatted, right, as teenage boys do. And they got an air rifle and they started firing it out of his bedroom window into the street. Not to shoot people, but they were trying to aim it. It was only pellets. They were trying to hit the, like, you know, the no entry sign across the street. But they were off their tits. And someone's fucking shot through the neighbour opposite's fucking window, right?
Shit.
And a geezer in the fucking house opposite, he was like a barrister, as it transpired later. He was like and he was sat there watching probably something educational on BBC Two with his missus, right? Mm. Having a lovely evening. And suddenly a fucking pellet comes through the window, hits the TV. But my brother-in-law and his mates didn't know that had happened because they were just literally firing pellets into the dark, right? And if they didn't hear the ping of the fucking no entry sign, they just like, I don't know, it's probably just fucking disintegrated in the fucking air. Right?
I got in a bush or something.
So then they've gone back to just having their night in the fucking bedroom, just being stupid teenage cunts.
Jalapeño.
Here's a brief but annoying message to let you know that you wouldn't be hearing this brief but annoying message if you were a subscriber to our Iron Filing Society Patreon offering.
For the price of a pint and a St. Clement's each month, you can get up to 4 episodes a week, 9 months before the rest of the world gets them. Early access to regular episodes, lots of other marvellous benefits, and there's absolutely no adverts or brief but annoying messages like this that will get right on your tits.
Find out more and subscribe now at tftimemachine.com/ironfilings.
Jalapeño.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeño.
Suddenly, no lie, doors kicked in, armed police come upstairs. Get them all lying on the front with their hands behind their back, guns out, cuffs out, fucking everything. Because the geezers obviously called it in, said someone's got a fucking gun in this street. We've heard it going off a few times, and so they've just shot through our fucking window.
Hello, then, please. This is Kevin, the QC here. Put me through to the superintendent.
This will not stand. My wife and I were just watching a fantastic show on BBC Two about the indigenous Peruvian tribes. Just as it was getting to the good bit, ping! It fucking smashed the screen in on my fucking Sony Panavision.
That fucking bullet's gone straight into my QC wig. Shot, I've been shot in the hair. Not real hair, horse hair.
Just like Roy Race.
The police, once they realised that this was not the fucking IRA, this was like the 90s or something, once they realised it wasn't the IRA and it was just a bunch of fucking suburban teenagers, the police were quite annoyed and the air was thick with marijuana smoke and they all had weed. And so the police nicked them, just, I think, out of annoyance. Because you would have thought, armed police, what are they fucking bothered about? A bunch of teenagers smoking weed. But they did nick them because they just was fucking annoyed with them for wasting police time and shooting. So just goes to show, be careful.
I'm looking at this whole, this short story
the crossbow one.
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't
it? Susanna Cow, who chairs the Boundary Tenants and Residents Association, says, "We really wish the police would put more emphasis when the first incident happened. Now with the second incident, all the parents here are really, really spooked."
Well, yeah, I mean, I'd be well spooked if there was someone local firing a fucking crossbow into the street.
And they've been doing it like kind of early evening as well. It's saying like 7:45, 8 p.m. Not even late at night, so it's probably someone who's drinking during the day.
A day drinker.
Day drinker.
With access to a crossbow.
Yeah. It's not someone who's getting in from work at like, say, 7:15, having their tea and then getting the crossbow out.
Right. They finish their last mouthful. Right. Stick that in the dishwasher. Oh, that's bit of a stretch.
Really poorly finished.
Right. Let's get the old crossbow out. Have a little bit of a show up before bed. Before fucking Newsnight comes on.
Fucking hell. Oh, I'll tell you what, speaking of criminality in London, there's a great documentary on Channel 4 last week, which should be still on the catch-up service. The, what's it called? The Hampstead paedophile case or something like that.
Oh,
that
sounds horrible. It's this thing from
the Hampstead paedophile hoax. And what it is...
Oh, it's a hoax.
It's a group of... parents and teachers at a school who were accused of running a satanic paedophile ring within this school by one of the other parents who was clearly a fucking
insane,
Fruit Loop. A fucking Fruit Loop. And this played out on the internet, as these things do, and loads of people from around the world were bombarding these parents and teachers with hate mail, threats. One guy even came over from America to investigate for his fucking vlog.
Fuck me.
I don't remember it, but it was 2015 and it was a big thing apparently.
That's terrifying when you hear things like that.
It is terrifying because it could happen to anyone.
Yeah,
and it's more about conspiracy theorists and hoaxers, general Fruit Loops of the internet, two of which were interviewed at length on the thing. And you just think, fuck me, the lights are on, but there's just no one home here. They're not functioning on the same kind of levels that most of us are. It's fucking terrifying.
It's fucking scary.
You've got no
idea
that what they're dealing in is just complete bullshit. But it's a really good watch.
What's it on?
Channel 4 it was on, and it'll be on the old catch-up thing that they have. But
4OD.
4OD, I think it's called at the minute. So that's a telly recommendation for you.
I'll keep an eye out for that, yeah.
I've got one more item on the list here that you provided us with. And it just says gate crashes.
Oh, I had to pick my daughter up from a party last Saturday.
God.
And as I was coming round the corner, approaching, funnily enough, actually, it was the road of my first girlfriend lived on. So I had a little nostalgic drive down memory lane, I came round the corner, I thought I recognised the name of this street that I'd been sent, I made the mistake of telling my daughter this when she got in the car as well. Did you find it all right? I said, yeah, my ex-girlfriend used to live down this street. She went, you're what? I've got a fucking right ear full about it.
Stop talking now.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, well, I said I didn't have I wasn't with your mum at the time, and much less did I have you. I didn't even fucking know. You should have known you'd have a kid one day. What difference would that have fucking made? Keep it in your trousers, you fucking weirdo.
that's pretty weird, because like about 10 days ago I walked down a street where I used to live about... It was Euro 96 time.
Oh, yeah.
I used to share a flat with a mate. And I was walking past it. And I just walked past the house itself. And I just thought to myself, I've had it off in there.
High-fived yourself.
Yeah. just click my heels together as I walk past the house.
And then started whistling Three Lions by Skinner and Badil as you went down the street, slowly.
Yeah.
But anyway, I can't remember now. I just saw some lads when I was pulling around this street. After I'd stopped reminiscing about this girl, I saw these lads and I thought, look at these cunts. I can tell what they're up to. They're about to try and gate crash this party.
Right.
And the reason I could tell is that I knew that the party would be a bit of a middle class party, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these lads looked a little bit rougher. And I thought, right, they're on the prowl. They've heard there's a party going on. They're going to try and get in. And fair enough, fair play to them. But if it turns ugly, what they don't know is old Nifty's here keeping a fucking close eye on the situation, ready to do some bollock kicking should things get nasty. I will fucking leap out of the car and I will fucking kick bollocks first and ask questions later.
Just a random attack.
Yeah, they gathered in the sort of little pathway leading up to the front door, and they were bang, bang, banging on the door, and then they were not allowed in, and then they bang, bang, bang some more. And then meanwhile, I texted my daughter and said, I'm outside. And she said, all right, I'm coming out. And that's when I started to get nervous, because I thought, okay, all these lads are not going anywhere. They're really pissed, and they're causing trouble. And she's going to open the door and be confronted by all of them. And then she's going to have to wade through them all, because they were taking up the whole of the pathway, to get out to find me in the street. And that feels like a potential flashpoint.
That could not be allowed to stand. Yeah.
Well, I thought, well, what are my options? I thought, she says she's coming. If I get out before she's even come out the front door and start fucking just clearing the pathway, do you know what I mean? Like, everyone... off this fucking pathway now. My daughter's coming out and she needs a clear run at it.
Right. My princess is coming out.
Exactly. I'm going to look like a lunatic. Plus, they're like all quite pissed. They're not going to just like roll over straight away. I thought, I'm going to have to fucking kick the biggest one in the nuts straight off.
Yeah,
and then after that, there's no turning back. Luckily, the door opened and these lads were all right. They just sort of got out of her way and let her pass through, and there wasn't anything at all. So just go show.
Don't
underestimate people. I'd underestimate them. I thought they were going to be bad lads, and they were quite chivalrous in a way. Oh, sorry. We just tried to cause trouble and force our way into this party, but we don't want to get in your way. Please, after you.
I think a lot of the young'uns, a lot of the youngsters these days are incredibly well-mannered.
They are,
I encounter. Yeah, they're respectful and all that, and just nice.
Some of them lack confidence, though. That, like, so they won't look you in the eye. I reprimanded a lad for pushing in front of me and my wife and some other commuters on the train the other day. And I reprimanded him.
Now then, sonny.
I went, your bike. No, I went, all right, mate, fucking hell, wait your turn. And he turned round and he looked at me and then he looked at his feet. And I wasn't I wasn't going to kick him in the bollocks or anything like that. He'd pushed in. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. He was being, and I don't think he'd done it maliciously. I think that he was away with the fairies, daydreaming, and he'd done it. But still, he'd really pushed some people.
Yeah.
But he just didn't. The thing is, a lot of these youngsters, they don't know how to communicate face to face, because you know what it is? They're on the fucking internets the whole time, aren't they?
Yeah, that's what it is.
So you go and say something up to their fucking face, and they're like, do not compute. Do not compute. but yeah, on the whole, quite nice. Quite courteous.
Yeah,
I mean,
he didn't
say anything to me at all, good or bad. Right. He looked at me more like. He looked down and it just looked like he couldn't compute the fact that a stranger had addressed him in public.
Yeah.
It was more like that.
Mm. I wonder if he'll take anything from it.
I'm always fucking addressing strangers in public, usually in a positive way. But I just think, you know, we've all got to keep talking to each other.
I've become an obsessive smiler and hello-seer when I walk past people in the street now.
Yeah.
I used to be eyes to the floor all the time and just avoid eye contact with everybody.
No.
But now I'm like,
I'm always all right.
Morning.
You look nice.
Yeah. all of that, yeah.
Got a nice little nice day dress. Lined up, have you, missus? Yeah, what are you having for your tea? All right, be like that then.
Oh, fuck you.
Have a nice breakfast, did ya?
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Up yours. You cunt. Up yours, ugly.
It can turn so easily. You get the judge the situation wrong. So that's the four things then on the list that we had.
Yeah, sorry. I've sort of they sound like they're all quite old, so I've sort of maybe even forgotten part matter. Of what I found they're entertaining.
Most people don't listen to these things we put out straight away. They're listening.
Yeah, no, it's not there. Well, I don't mean it for that reason. I just mean that I kind of had forgotten why they're on this.
By
the one that I was most passionate about was certainly bum crack. Specifically dad's bum crack. Another dad thing was that, like, we were talking about, I woke myself up this morning because I was having a nightmare and I shouted in the nightmare.
That's good, that, when you know it's a nightmare and you wake yourself up.
I did it on purpose.
Awake.
Yeah, I went, good and feeling. Then I woke up and I was shouting in real life. Anyway, we went to West Ham today and I was in the pub with my brother and a couple of mates and I went, oh yeah, I woke myself up shouting. I said, I think I was about to be abused in a public urinal.
Oh, Jesus.
And they were like, how do you know? I said, well, I don't know whether it was a sexual thing or not. I said, but it was good. I was being held inside a toilet. I'll tell you that much. So I only had one option. That was to shout myself awake, right? To escape the dream abuse.
Yeah.
And my mate said, yeah, I've apparently, according to my wife, he said, I wake up, I in my sleep mostly just say this, oh, fuck's sake. And I said, that is such a dad dream. You're basically a dad who is dreaming about the day-to-day life of being a dad.
When you become a dad, that becomes immediately the number one expression that you use. Just way above any others.
All the time, yeah.
Fuck's sake.
And apparently he does it loads in the night. She's waking up, he's just lying there going the whole night, fuck's sake. Dad dream.
Brilliant. Fucking hell. All right, then, that's kind of it, I think.
Let's hear about this week's predictions, Andy, before we go.
Yes, there's been some movement on the predictions, Sam, indeed. Result spot got 3 points. It's now on 96. I got 4. I'm on now 88. Still crawling towards result spot, trying to overhaul it. You got 6 points. You got 2 correct results.
Wow.
Leeds 2, Millwall 0. And Burnley 2, Brentford 1. 6 points. You're now on 99. You're 3 points ahead of result spot. You've finally overtaken the robot.
Fucking beautiful. I'll be on the magic 100 in a week.
You know, it's not long since you were 9 points behind.
Yeah.
It's like Manchester United and Newcastle in 1996.
Yeah, this is incredible. It's incredible predicting. It's when I
don't get complacent.
No, I just stopped playing it safe. If there's any young predictors out there, right, watching my performance, all I would say is don't play it safe. Go with your gut.
Chuck in a 3-2 at least once a week.
Yeah, just chuck shit in. Just chuck it in. Just use the force.
Go with your gut.
Don't try and be clever. Every single thing that's ever gone wrong for me in my life is when I've tried to be clever.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
Well done. Let's hope you can keep it up. I'm just aiming for second place now. If I can overhaul results, but I'll be delighted. But we'll see. Yeah, all right, then that's it. And we'll be back throughout the week with lots of other wonderful content for you all. Some of it old, some of it new, some of it borrowed.
Some of it blue.
Some of it blue.
We do a blue version of this, and it's not for everyone's taste, but it's well worth it. If you ever get the chance to see us live, we do a blue version.
Top flight nighttime machine, you know what I mean? Oh,
very funny. We actually do, this year we're thinking of doing a blue pantomime as well.
Yeah, like Jim Davidson.
Yeah.
Huge success. Yeah. All right, then. Thank you very much for listening. And that's that.
That's that.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.